the month of Ramadan is the month of taqwa. And in this month of taqwa, what Allah Ta'ala wished from us was that we must become His friends. And this is what Ramadan every year generally speaks about, that how to get this taqwa, and in detail as it will speak about inshallah, that how this taqwa can come into our lives through the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave a very beautiful example which Hazrat Mawlana had narrated to us. He said, a person has a piece of paper. The paper gets folded. Now he wants the paper to come straight. So what a person does is that he turns it the opposite direction. Now when it's folded the opposite direction, when he straightens out the paper will come straight. It won't be leaning to any side. Why? Because it had been folded on the right and had been folded on the left as well. Like that there, our tabiat, our nature has become, may Allah forgive me, forgive us all, it has become a nature of sin, a nature of evil. I can't speak about everyone else, but at least for myself, I understand, I realize that our natures have become very contorted. What was supposed to be wonderful and enjoyable, we find that very difficult. And what was supposed to be evil and filthy, that we find great desire for that. Mufti Muhammad Desai, during the week, he mentioned an example which Hazrat Murana had said, that a certain Hazrat Morana was in the Kruger National Park, and on that occasion they saw there was a kill and the vultures that surrounded the kill. When they opened the window, a terrible stench entered into the car. So quickly everyone said, close the windows, because what a terrible stench. But for those vultures, that terrible stench was like biryani. For them it was like the most tasty food. Why? Because that was their custom. It had become part of their lives, part and parcel of them. Mona Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah gave an example of a tanner, skin tanner. And this man, he was a skin tanner, so obviously skin smells. When you cut the stomach of an animal, there is a smell, the smell of urine, the smell of stool. So this, a person, what happens is, the more you mix with these, the more you stay around urine, stool, you become familiar with it. In the beginning, the smell is very bad, a person feels nauseous, a person finds it difficult. But after a few days, what happens? You become accustomed. He was walking past an itar shop, and the most precious and wonderful itar was being sold in the shop. So as he is walking past, the smell hit him. But he wasn't accustomed to the smell yet. This was something new for him. So he fell down unconscious. He couldn't take the smell. The people came, the owner of the shop came, they're putting different kinds of itar by his nose. They never realized that's the actual cause. They're putting different kinds of itar just to make him wake up. Nothing's happening. Somebody said to his brother, you know, your brother, he's lying there in front of the itar shop. Go and help him, see what's happening. So the brother came. When he saw and he got the smell, the whiff of the itar, he realized, this is the problem. My brother is not used to smells like this. So he went back and he brought some dung, some animal dung, and he put it in his sleeve. And he came, and when he came near his brother, he said, everyone move away. Please don't bring any itar near my brother. I have a special kind of scent which I let him smell. And he put the dung by his brother's nose. Suddenly he woke up. And the brother woke up and everyone was shocked. They came to this man here, they asked him, what you gave him, what kind of scent was this? That even the man in the itar shop never had this kind of scent. But it was actually only filth. Our nature has become accustomed to filth. And Allah Ta'ala wanted that we must separate ourselves from this filth. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, why Allah Ta'ala commands us with taqwa, and inshallah we speak a little bit about what is taqwa. Why Allah commands us with taqwa is because Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had decided from before that sins are going to separate us from Him. And Allah Ta'ala never wants us to be separated from Him. A parent has to be separated from his child, how difficult they feel. Many parents leaving their children in madrasa, and how much tears flow from their eyes. Because my child is leaving me for a few days only, for a few months only. But how difficult it is that I have to let my child go. Allah Ta'ala never wanted that we, His bandas, must be separated from Him for 1 second. So Allah Ta'ala commanded us, my bandas, if you don't want to be, I want you to stay close to me, all you have to do is give up sins, because sins have to take you further from me. You give up sins, you give up guna, you give up evil, and then you will see that me and you will always be together. We will always be friends, we will always be close to one another. This closeness, obviously, not implied in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense, our connection with Allah Ta'ala, we will be close to Allah, we will be the beloveds of Allah. Sins will make us now hated to Allah. And they will take us away from Allah. Allah never wanted that for us. So Allah Ta'ala gave us the beautiful, wonderful command of taqwa. And this taqwa was what? As Murana says, he said, this is just to put on our brakes. To put on our brakes. There are two things which Allah Ta'ala commands us with. One is good actions, what we call ma'murat. This is what Allah Ta'ala refers to in Quran as dir. And then there is the opposite, there is the second thing to abstain from sin. That is what Allah Ta'ala calls taqwa. كَفُّ النَّفْسِ عَنِ الْهَوَى. To be able to restrain yourself, to put on that brakes, so that you don't fulfill your desires. These two commands of Allah Ta'ala go hand in hand. And everywhere in the Quran where one command will be given, the other will also be given in a slightly different manner. Birr and taqwa. Allah Ta'ala in Quran says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Every single believer must help every other believer. We must encourage one another and help one another in these two things. Birr, doing good. And taqwa, giving up sin. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. A person who does not fulfill Allah's command, that person, he has committed ism, he has committed sin. And that is if a person doesn't fulfill the command of Allah. And a person who breaks the command of Allah. So there are two things. Fulfilling the command of Allah and abstaining from sin. The person who does not fulfill the command of Allah, he has committed ism. And the person who does, he carries out that which Allah has prohibited, because taqwa means to abstain from sin. He carries out the sin, this is called udwan. Allah Ta'ala says in this year, in وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. When people are breaking Allah's commands, don't help them. And at the same time, when sins are being committed, at that time, don't help them. So there is Allah's command, we have to fulfill it. And then there are those things which Allah has prohibited, we have to abstain from them. Our entire life is based around these two concepts. To do good and to stay away from evil. The Sufis call this here تَخْلِيَا and تَحْلِيَا. تَخْلِيَا means to remove all evil filth from the heart. تَحْلِيَا means to bring within ourselves good qualities. So in the month of Ramadan, really, if we have to look at it, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us in this month of Ramadan also with takhliya and tahliya. Any person, anything in the world, it needs, there's two aspects to it. For there to be beauty and to take benefit from anything, we have a dish. So the dish needs to be made, number one. But on top of that, the dish, if it has rust in it, we won't use that dish. Why? We say it's dirty. We say we can't use it, it's rusted. If there is some dirt in the dish, we'll have to wash it first. Then only we'll use it. There is a glass. The glass is dirty, we won't use it. But let the glass be clean, then we'll use it. There is some clothing. The clothing will only show off its beauty when the clothing is clean. It can be the most superior type of material, the most beautiful color, but when it's clean, it will show off its beauty. Like that insan also Allah Ta'ala has made us, that we are made up of two parts. We have to obey Allah's command, and then we have to stay away from disobeying Allah, from sin. But Allah Ta'ala has prohibited his prohibitions, we have to abstain from that. A person who gets these two together, he is on the highway, the super highway towards Allah Ta'ala. In the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala gave us salat. And Allah gave us tilawat of Quran. Tilawat of Quran that we must be reciting continuously. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you cannot get closer to Allah Ta'ala through anything more superior than the Quran. There is nothing which can take a person closer to Allah Ta'ala, grant a person more proximity to Allah than the Quran. And some narrations mention the reason, because the Quran is from Allah. It is the quality of Allah. How can anything else take us closer to Allah? So to say, when we are reciting Quran, then out of Allah's kindness, Allah Ta'ala is descending upon us a special manifestation of closeness. And at that time there, what closeness a person gets. Why? Because his one quality of Allah Ta'ala is being brought into existence, it's being brought into the world through our bodies. Like the tree on Mount Tur, when Allah Ta'ala spoke through the tree to Musa alayhi salam. This tree here was a very special tree. Until today, many awliya, they would go there and they would take barakat from this tree here. They would say, this is a very mubarak tree. Because Allah spoke through this tree to Musa alayhi salam. Every one of us, Allah is speaking through our filthy, dirty tongues to us. Our tongues, that same manifestation which Allah put on the tree in the mountain, Allah is putting it on our tongues. How close a person gets to Allah Ta'ala through Quran, he can't get through anything else. And the second ibadat Allah Ta'ala gave us, salat, taraweeh, fati, rakat, every day, which Hazrat Mawlana spoke about last week. And really this is what an opportunity to become close to our beloved. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ sajid. The closest position a person can ever be to Allah Ta'ala. Really at that time there, a person feels the true closeness to Allah if we have hearts. May Allah forgive me. Really our hearts are dead. For that reason there, sajda is just a sajda. Our Taraweeh is just Taraweeh. We just perform Salah. Really, if a person has to know that, oh, Ya Allah, then their Taraweeh is taking them in leaps and bounds towards Allah. Every ayat they are reciting, every sajda they are making, every ruku they are making, 20 extra rakats, 40 extra sajdas. That means 40 chances every night to get closer to Allah. Two commands Allah Ta'ala gave. But at the same time, Allah gave us fasting. And fasting was made the main thing of Ramadan. What was that? That you have to abstain, give up. And what you have to give up? That which was permissible, that which was allowed. Why? So that, like the paper is folded back, so that everything can be straightened out. Our nature, which has become a nature of filth and sin, Allah Ta'ala wanted it to fold so much that we can straighten out for the rest of it. So Allah Ta'ala allowed it that in the month of Ramadan, that which was permissible also we had to give up. And like real lovers, a person gives up. Oh Allah, you say I mustn't eat, I won't eat. You say I mustn't drink, I won't eat. You say I mustn't sleep at night, Taraweeh, Salah, I'll do it. My legs will be paining also, but oh Allah, for your sake, everything I'm ready to give up. But I won't disobey you. Allah's command of fasting, oh Allah, I can't, you are watching me. That same thought has to come in our minds every time we wish to commit a sin. This Ramadan, this exercise of fasting was for what? So that we can develop this habit that on Allah's command we do. On Allah's command we stop, we put dead breaks. This fasting is to train us. This is our practice. This month of Ramadan, however, if we go contrary, so to say this fasting, giving up halal, is like a wonderful vitamin. But sin is like a poison. So a person wants to get healthy, so he starts taking top vitamins so that his body can become healthy and strong. But at the same time, every day he's drinking little bit poison, what's going to happen? Can that vitamins ever benefit him? Can never benefit him. Like that, can our fast ever benefit us if we're going to continue with sins? It will, inshallah, bring us some reward by Allah. But the objective of Ramadan was taqwa, that Allah Ta'ala wanted us to learn to put on our breath. That's all. So this taqwa we have to achieve, we have to acquire. And the different sins of the different parts of our bodies, which inshallah will be explained throughout the month of Ramadan, we have to learn to control our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hearts, our thoughts, our actions. Every single part of our body has to be governed by Allah's laws. And whatever Allah says, do it. Whatever Allah says, don't do. The fast was for that. Taraweeh and tilawat of Quran and dua was all to obey Allah's commands. And why Allah Ta'ala, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, Qari Tirsab Rahmatullah Ali quoted, he said that actually the spiritual year in the court of Allah, in the divine kingdom, begins from Ramadan. Ramadan is the beginning of the spiritual year. And it ends at Sha'ban. For that reason, in Sha'ban, Hisab is done. And for that reason, we will read the different things take place during the month of Sha'ban, whether it be that a person's rizq for the next year is decided, or whether it be that maut is written for whoever is going to pass away, all of this year. This is written in the month of Sha'ban. Why? Because the spiritual year of Allah Ta'ala is starting at Ramadan. Allah wanted our year to start in such a way that we are obedient to Allah's commands and we are giving up sin. And as soon as this month ends, Allah Ta'ala, what Hazrat Marana spoke, that the Hajj is going to start. And as soon as Hajj starts, in Ramadan we gave up our sensual desires. What our nafs desires. But there are other kind of, these are what we call bahi sins, something which has to do with our desires. But then there is something which is jahi, shaitani sins. A person has pride, arrogance, he thinks a lot of himself, so the month of Hajj comes. And Allah Ta'ala wants to remove, eradicate that, so at the end of Ramadan, Allah gives us a chance of i'tikaf. In i'tikaf now, a person is proud over his house, over his wealth, over his family. Sometimes a person is very particular of his clothes. He comes to the masjid, now he can't worry of his clothes. Now he's here in the masjid, everything won't go according to him. Sometimes somebody's alarm clock will be ringing, he'll get upset, he'll get angry. And really we have to learn in the few days. Obviously, no, we should try as far as possible not to cause taklif to others. But we have to learn sabr in these few days. Then in i'tikaf, a person will have to give up his smart clothing sometimes. There'll be dust in the masjid. Sometimes he'll find a little bit difficulty also. Here in i'tikaf, everyone is equal. At home, I'm a millionaire, but here everyone is equal. Nobody is going to be given any special treatment, any special status. Why? Because you have to give it all up now. Now for Allah, your sensual desires you have to give up, and all of this feeling, this arrogance that we have in us, give it up. And in Hajj to a greater extent, a person will give up his home, he'll give up his family, he'll give up his wonderful clothes. Before he was so proud, I'm a very intelligent person. Now he's like a mad lover. He's running from here to there, from here to there. He can't understand the commandments. Allah Ta'ala has commanded. This is the beginning of our spiritual year. Allah Ta'ala wants it must remain for the rest of the year. Abraham al-Haqsab rahmatullah alayhi said that to get to Allah, there are many paths. So the main path is of taqwa. We obey Allah's every command, we give up sin. Which Hazrat Insaf rahmatullah alayhi to explain, we must do what is farz, wajib, sunnah mu'akkadah, and give up sin. That's what. That's taqwa. And then we'll receive what we'll receive, inshallah, that we'll speak about now, what we'll get. But if a person achieves this year, he achieves this, he gave up sin and he did farz, wajib, sunnah, he's a friend of Allah. Then one of Abraham al-Hassab rahmatullah alayhi said, Allah gave us an even easier road, the road of Ramadan. And the road of Ramadan is so easy. Why? Because it comes with the fasters. We're keeping fast, we're performing salah at night, and suddenly we see so easily, Allah Ta'ala has locked up the shayateen, so easily in this month our training gets done. And this training, if we do it properly for this month, it's supposed to last us for the next 11 months of the year. Till next year Ramadan, when our training will be repeated again. And Allah Ta'ala wants that this must be a continuous thing. And every now and then we'll be reminded, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, 9 days we'll be reminded, keep fast. Why? You have to give up sin. Ashura day will come, we'll be reminded, keep fast. Why? You have to give up sin. Throughout the year, Ayyamul Bid, 3 days every month, keep fast. Why? Don't forget, your object in life is to get to Allah. You have to do good actions, you have to perform salah, give zakat. At the same time, you have to give up sin. So fasting will be reminded, a person will be reminded over and over. Like that, there is another sickness, spiritual sickness, which we got, love of wealth. And that also in the month of Ramadan, generally, many people give out their zakat. Sadaqah increases very greatly during the month of Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that in the month of Ramadan, his generosity was like the wind. Just give and give. Nothing would remain by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything would be given away. Why? Because sadaqah is the opposite of our love for this world. The treatment and cure for love of this world is in sadaqah. So Allah Ta'ala in this month has cured the sickness of love of wealth, following our desires, and the sickness of hubbul jah. I want to be somebody, I want to be important. This few days of i'tikaf Allah Ta'ala is going to give. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, command us all tawfiq. To end off, taqwa, really, if we get taqwa, what we got? We got the friendship of Allah. And the friendship of Allah, what Murana spoke just now, is the greatest thing that we can get. Murana Abdul Ghani Fulfuri rahmatullah alayhi used to say that no king is ready to say that my citizens in the country, they are my friends. He said they are citizens. They are the subjects of the country. A boss is not prepared to say regarding his worker that this is my friend. He says he's my worker. But Allah Ta'ala, the king of all kings, Allah Ta'ala is announcing his friendship. For who? For a person who acquires taqwa. He learns to just give up sin. Learn in the month of Ramadan, control our limbs of our body. We'll give up sin. Allah is announcing we are his friends. We are so useless, low creation of his. We are slaves, nothing else. We are even lower than slaves. But Allah Ta'ala is giving us that rank of friendship with him on just taqwa, which is so easy to get in the month of Ramadan. And with the intention, keep the intention in our mind for the rest of the year. And for that, Allah Ta'ala has given us also istighfar, tawbah in this month. That person who leaves the month of Ramadan and he's not forgiven by Allah, that person is cursed by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why? Because Allah is giving us the opportunity throughout Ramadan. Make tawbah, definitely accept it. As long as your tawbah is true. And tawbah is to give up the sin and to make an intention for the future, I am not going to do it again. Make that intention. Now make the intention, we are sitting here in the masjid, we make intention, oh Allah, I don't want to displease you. Suddenly, we achieved the friendship of Allah. Within seconds, we achieved it. And then after that, we just have to make effort to continue to keep it up. The few days, the i'tikaf will be coming. For myself, it will be very difficult to be sitting in i'tikaf. So speaking on my own behalf, inshallah, just one request to all our brothers, that there are certain people who for certain reasons won't be able to sit for i'tikaf. Then at least in these days of i'tikaf, spend as much time as we can in the masjid. Every day, give extra 1 hour to the masjid, 2 hours to the masjid. This time is very valuable by Allah Ta'ala. The people who are regular people in the masjid, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, their testimony that they have iman in their hearts. That person who makes the masjid his home, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, for that person there, Allah's special, peace, happiness, Allah Ta'ala will send down on him. Rahmah, mercy will come down on him. And Allah's promise, he will cross the sirat, and he will enter into the happiness of Allah, and he'll enter into Jannah. Why? Because a person has connection to the masjid. The people who come to the masjid are the guests of Allah Ta'ala. So spend how much time in i'tikaf, one of the great benefits, nafal i'tikaf, one of the great benefits is that a person might be in the masjid, he might not be able to do any good action. A person needs to sleep, so he goes to sleep, but he's in the masjid. So at that time there, one is that he won't commit sin in the masjid. So that's one benefit, ya'takifu al-zunub. and the other وَيُجْرَى لَهُ مِنَ الْحَسَنَاتِ. Good actions will be written for him. Why? He's in the masjid. He's making i'tikaf. A person couldn't spend all his time in the masjid. Spend a few hours every night. If Laylatul Qadr has to come on that night, at least in Allah's records it is written, this man spent a few hours in i'tikaf in the masjid. So those few hours for him, they are regarded as what? It's regarded as sawab. He might not have done much, but by Allah, he was in the masjid. By Allah, he's getting his reward. Try as possible. Allah give me tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this taqwa in the month of Ramadan. And one very important thing for taqwa, one is we have a taqwa, one is we have to make himmat, courage. And along with the day, we have to make a lot of dua to Allah Ta'ala. Dua to Allah Ta'ala. And with that day, we should ask the pious people for dua. So I also requested the Murana and all the people here, whoever is here, may Allah Ta'ala give me taqwa. May Allah grant us all taqwa. May Allah Ta'ala make us from His special friends, and may Allah not ever break this connection between us and Him. SubhanAllah.